Each Monday morning, we like to check in and find out what's going on at the New Hampshire State House in Concord. And I'm now joined by NHPR's Josh Rogers for The Political Front, a look at what's happening in New Hampshire politics this week. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning, Rick.
So, Josh, the casino proposal backed by Governor Hassan faces its first major vote this week. The House-backed gas tax increase is a key public hearing in medical marijuana. That looks even more inevitable, and lawmakers work on the next stage. Next state budget kicks into gear. Let's start with gambling.
Well, the Senate will pass this bill, which you may recall calls for as many as 5,000 slot machines and 150 table games at a yet-to-be-determined location in southern New Hampshire. The only real question is the margin, but all signs point to a strong one. Former critic of gambling, Senator David Booten of Hooksett, for instance, signed on last week. So backers of this bill do want to send a message to the House, which has been resistant to gambling historically. And in a surprise to some, last week voted down both of its own gambling bills in committee. There had been some expectation, mostly perhaps among gambling supporters, that the committee would at least retain one of these so that if the time came, the House could vote something through to establish its own positive position on gambling for negotiation purposes with the Senate minimally. At this point, that doesn't seem to be the plan. Ways and Means in the House is recommending that both of the gambling bills that originated there be killed, and House budget writers are already busy trying to craft a spending plan that doesn't include the $80 million in casino licenses that Governor Hassan included in her budget proposal.
We'll get back to the House's budget work in a minute, but let's talk about the gas tax for a second. We've been talking about that in our newscast this morning. The full House backed a 15-cent increase last week. But the bill now faces another House hearing that's scheduled for Representatives Hall, and there's been talk this plan may be scaled back. Can you explain what's going on there?
Sure. This bill originated in the House Public Works and Highways Committee, received an 18-to-nothing endorsement there. But as it is a tax bill, Ways and Means also gets to weigh in on it. And as this bill would raise close to $1 billion over the next decade, what critics have taken to calling, quote, the largest tax increase in New Hampshire history, I think it's safe to say that lawmakers will be listening pretty hard during Ways and Means hearing on this bill. This plan did pass the full House by more than 40 votes, which isn't a bad margin, but this issue has roiled both House caucuses. A couple of members of Democratic leadership, for instance, voted against it. That may be telling. And a couple of Republican leaders supported it, which caused some heat on the House floor last week and some blistering emails since between Republicans. The half-life of the ill humor on this front remains to be seen, of course, but it's already clear that the full 15-cent increase phased in over 4 years for gas and 6 years for diesel fuel probably isn't going to fly in the Senate. Dead on arrival is how Senate Finance Committee Chairman Chuck Morse puts it. So don't be shocked if this plan ends up heading back to the House floor a bit shrunken, maybe even halved in terms of the potential tax increase.
Yeah, by contrast, a bill that only seems to be gaining momentum is medical marijuana. Late last week, that cleared a House committee 14-1. Is that a little shocking to you?
Well, the margin was a bit surprising, I would say. But, you know, you ought to remember that medical marijuana has now passed the House of Representatives three times. This latest proposal has had a lot of scrutiny and interestingly, a name change as well. As amended, this bill no longer allows medical marijuana. What it permits is, quote, therapeutic cannabis. The terminology change was an attempt to placate New Hampshire's Medical Society, which has been fighting this bill. The society had stood down on this issue in years past, not this time. And with Governor Lynch off the scene, he vetoed medical marijuana twice, once when Democrats controlled both chambers and once when Republicans did. And Governor Hassan in the corner office, who says she'll sign a, quote, tightly controlled bill into law, it seems New Hampshire is poised to join the other New England states in allowing marijuana to be used medicinally.
All right, let's get back to the budget quickly before you go. You mentioned the Finance Committee isn't including gambling money in its spending plan. Has the House staked out other big differences with the governor yet?
This budget remains a work in progress, it's worth stressing, but the revenue assumptions that the House is working from are looking a little different from what the governor thinks is going to end up being there, to the tune of about $100 million. That's out of an $11 billion budget. Besides gambling, you've got the tobacco tax. The governor's budget features a 30-cent increase, which she assumed would net the state $40 million. The House Ways and Means Committee position presently, at least, is to back only a 20-cent increase. There are other differences on a host of current sources of state revenue. In all, the House predicts a yield of about $30 million less then adopted by Hassan's revenue estimating panel off current resources. So, you know, you do the numbers and the bottom line is that budget writers are going to be looking very hard at everything. Remember, the Senate has to get the budget by early April, so some of the spending Governor Hassan proposed and has been celebrating as she promotes her budget around the state, like on higher education, for example, may end up getting pruned back a bit.
Thanks, Josh.
You're welcome, Rick.
That's Josh Rogers. He joins Morning Edition each Monday for a look at the political front, a look at New Hampshire politics. You can follow Josh on Twitter, by the way, at Josh Rogers at NHPR. Josh Rogers, NHPR.